Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for your time. Some good news for our local ag shows. I love a good ag show, and there's some good news. Tell us about it.
Well, you're not alone in loving our ag shows and just how important they are, particularly for regional Queensland. And we've seen, you know, last week we had the Echo in full flight. But look, there's $2 million up for grants that will go to the show societies across the whole of Queensland. 129 shows will share in this wonderful funding. And I guess it's on the back of campaigns we had during COVID where shows were really under risk and a lot were cancelled. And, of course, to see, you know, this fabric of our small communities getting funding relief would just allow those societies to get on with the planning to make their shows bigger and better next year. And I think it's just a real acknowledgement of how important they are for all of Queenslanders and, more importantly, those towns that rely so heavily on them.
We just mentioned there about relying on heavily with these particular shows, and it's good to have a little bit of closure, I guess, to a point, because that my planning for 2023 and beyond can be done with funding like this.
Yeah, and of course, when we think just the small shows will pick up 5,000 and the larger ones up to 150,000, when you think about it, those volunteers that put our shows together will have that surety then to start the planning, to start to make sure that they're not wasting valuable time on fundraising, and they can put their efforts into making sure, as I said, the shows will be run, you know, bigger and better. And look, it's just such an important part of Queensland's fabric, and it's great to see that the state government has finally come to the table. You know, it's about respect and recognition, and I guess that's now evident.
A beautiful weather day today and over the next couple of days, which means a lot of people are going to be out riding their bikes. Mine's still in the shed. But what can you tell us about a campaign for a bike path between Bundaberg and Bargara?
Well, long-term listeners will know this is nothing new, but I guess it's about revisiting this issue. And when we know that there is money available, we know that $80 million toward Activate, which is a program of a bigger budget that you know, can bring highly sought-after bike and pedestrian paths. And I guess it's about acknowledging just how important that connectivity with Bargara and Bundaberg could be and should be, whether it's on Back Windermere Road or on Bargara Road. I guess finally, I think after, you know, people knowing that this has been around for a decade, want to see this progress. And I guess I'm calling on, you know, the local government and the state government to really put a focus on making sure that, you know, bike groups and community members that have been calling for this, finally get this thing done. I think we just have to have the leadership and the courage to make sure that a bike path and a pedestrian path become a reality. And there's so much of it around Bundy, and I just guess let's make sure that Bargara and Bundaberg are connected with such an important piece of infrastructure.
Well, the day that the path is done, you and I will get on the bikes and ride it, eh?
Indeed. Look forward to that.
All right. And just finally, our member for Burnett, Stephen Bennett, joins us this morning on the Big Brekkie. Can you give us an update about a neighbourhood centre for Agnes Water?
Well, I wish I could be more positive about this particular subject, but look, it's an acknowledgement that we've asking questions in estimates. I was happy to work with the minister who's approached me privately about the neighbourhood centre and the capital funding that's been announced. But it's important to acknowledge that we have, through a lot of advocacy, seen an increase in funding to our neighbourhood centres. And a shout out to the Bundaberg Neighbourhood Centre who do an amazing job. But there are 6,000 people at Agnes Water now, 1770 in that particular part of the world. And for many years, that neighbourhood centre, which is such a socially connected part of the community, needs to be part of Agnes. And during estimates, we had a pretty good hearing. I'm going to raise it again this week in Parliament as part of a contribution that I'll make later in the week. But I guess, yeah, pressure's on, and we'll just keep pushing and making sure that future budgets reflect the capacity for a standalone funded neighbourhood centre at Agnes becomes part of that community. And we all know how important they are and the work they do, and I think it's time that Agnes got one as well.
So is it just a case you just mentioned there that you're just going to keep trying? That's the plan?
Yeah, well, I guess it's more than that. I guess we now have increased funding, which I think was part of the work we did as a committee over the last year and a bit. But now we're a bit disappointed in the budget that we didn't see capital funding for Agnes. But we've been loud and we've been consistent. And I guess somewhere along the line, we'll be inviting the minister or the department to Agnes just to have a more closer, detailed look at why this should be the next one off the drawing board, because I think most communities have had access to this important piece of community infrastructure, and we'll just keep at it until we're successful.
Member for Burnett, Stephen Bennett, really do appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Daniel. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Joining us there, Member for Burnett, Stephen Bennett on 1332 4BU.